Delilah and the Dog Spell, written by Jenny Nimmo and read by Jane Asher.
Chapter 1. Queen of the Night Garden. It is after midnight. Delilah knows that this is a special time when humans sleep and cats are queen. It is her first night in a new home. She misses Almira, her mother, and she misses Mustafa Marzavan, breeder of rare cats, her master and protector. Above all, she misses Mustafa Marzavan's youngest daughter, whose gentle hand and soft voice taught her that humans can be as kind and comforting as mother cats.
"Don't be afraid of leaving us, Delilah," Mustafa Marzavan had said. "You will always be safe, because I have given you the gift of magic."
Delilah surveys the night garden with wide golden eyes, and the dark world gives up its secrets. Even the tiniest mouse, holding its breath in a far corner, is not safe from her. But Delilah is not concerned with mice just now. She can smell something fierce and eager. It's still a long way off, but every heartbeat brings it closer. It is a dog, and it is seeking her out. From the roof of her skull to the tip of her tail, Delilah freezes. The dog is large and has a huge voice that crashes in on Delilah's thoughts. For a moment she's confused, and this makes her even more afraid. The creature is right below her now. It throws itself against the wall, trying to reach her. Its horrible roaring voice paralyzes her. She needs her mother's wisdom. She needs Mustafa Marzavan's strength. But they are far away. Delilah must protect herself. Delilah is angry. Her anger spirals through her grey coat in bright threads. Her glow illumines a dog's big muzzle and dirty yellow teeth. He looks amazed. Delilah is sparkling like the coloured candles in Mustafa Marzavan's great cat parlour. She's crackling like an electrical storm. She wants the dog to be as tiny as a kitten, as miserable as a half-eaten mouse. She wants his voice to be as soft as Mustafa Marzavan's youngest daughter's. Delilah utters her wishes aloud, and they take flight in a brilliant cloud of stars that cascade from her whiskers. They settle on the dog like tiny embers, burning his coat, his tail, and his muzzle. The dog begins to dwindle. He grows smaller and smaller and smaller. His voice fades and his coat falls apart. It floats away in big, hairy patches. Now it is the dog who is afraid. He cries out in a tiny voice. His naked tail droops, and he races away as fast as his short legs will carry him. Delilah stares after the dog without an ounce of pity. After all, he would have done worse to her. She settles herself on the wall, proud and secure, queen of the night garden. She will never be afraid again. She knows she is a witch.